Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In the world of feminism, abortion is sacred. The National Organization for Women has passed resolution after resolution claiming that abortion is a fundamental human right. That's a bold claim if you look at the history of abortion laws in our country, as I do in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? Abortion was traditionally illegal in the United States. Only in the 1960s did a few states, one by one, start to change their laws. Even then, states moved slowly to make changes. The New York legislature passed an abortion on demand law, but then revoked it 2 years later, although Governor Nelson Rockefeller vetoed the repeal. Voters in North Dakota and in Michigan rejected pro-abortion laws in landslide referenda during the 1972 elections. The following January, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Roe v. Wade that states could not prohibit abortions. In his dissent, Justice Byron White observed that nothing in the language or the history of the Constitution supported that decision. We know that the Supreme Court decisions in Roe v. Wade and a later ruling called Planned Parenthood v. Casey have been catastrophic for millions of the unborn. Less well known is the damage done to other members of the family. Thanks to the tortured logic of the Planned Parenthood decision, states cannot even require women to notify fathers that their own baby is to be killed. Now that the decision to give birth has become a decision for the mother alone to make, some men see little reason why they should provide for, care for, or support the child. Abortion on demand has played a key role in weakening the American family. Abortion is an act that was banned for most of our nation's history, takes a child's life, and damages the life of the parents. Only feminists could call this a fundamental right.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. You're going to be listening for the next 2 hours, the National Intel Report, on the second day of December 2014. And Jack Blood's kid, Jack was not on the air today. His kid was in the emergency room. Can you do me a favor and get me an update on that? Because his kid almost died about 3-4 weeks ago. Let's make sure that he's okay. At any rate, we have no guests today. So we're just going to throw the phone lines open. Any subject matter, any topic that you want to discuss, or just opine about, you're welcome to do so at 800-313-9443. This caught my eye. Even heard Sean Hannity talking about this today, about the debt and how much debt has increased under Obama. Just from his administration, from the time he's been in office, it's more than all the other previous presidents combined in this country. Combined. So I start nosing around. One of the better places to go if you want to keep a heads up on financial stuff. Trying to stay a step away from God knows what. Knowledge is power, folks. But it can only buy you so much and so much time. Last week, total U.S. debt, and I love the way these guys wrote it up, was a meager $17,963,753,617,957.26. 2 days later, as updated today, total outstanding U.S. public debt just hit a new historic level, which probably would be better associated with a red color as of the last workday of November. Total U.S. public debt just surpassed $18 trillion for the first time, or $1.45 to be precise. Now, by the way, the $12,922,681,000,000 and some change, won't go through all the rest of it, that's held by the public. Wait a minute. It's held by the public. We're on the hook for everything. I mean, didn't people get a clue when we had the savings and loan thing that kind of blew up and a lot of people ran off with a lot of cash? But who ended up paying that tab? That's right, you and I. We've been paying the tab for a long time. And it's kind of a misnomer. The government, obviously, is not in a business to make money, just collect it and disperse it. Having said that, okay, we do get some stuff. You know, planes, battleships, bullets, you know, post office, ramshackle railroad, you know, things like that. But who, if I'm expected to pay for this, and after all, having said that the government is not in the business to make money, they're just in the business to spend it and get it out of you by hook or crook, I guess all of this is our debt. You know, I've got to, now that Ron Paul's political life has slowed down, I've got to get him back on air, because he still stays connected. And this is the guy that told me, he said, John, he said, let me tell you something. He says, I've been in Washington for quite some time. And he said, the numbers of the debt, they're phony. He said, the past, present, and when he says past debts, these are the ones we still haven't paid off because we're too busy paying the bankers their tribute for using their funny money. Eats up a lot, you know. There's no forgiveness there. So the past debt that we pay interest on, current debt, and future debts. Future debts are kind of figured out that this is what the government spends on this project or this program or this, that, and the other. And since we have no plans on cutting anything back, we can just about imagine what it's going to cost, save for the factor of inflation, which is itself a misnomer. Actually, the valuation of your dollar. So past, present, and future debt, $150 trillion in climbing. So when I say that, you know, we just crossed over the $18 trillion threshold, when you compare it to $150 trillion, doesn't sound that bad. But folks, we are dealing with numbers so high that bats and dogs can't hear it. And haven't we all become kind of numb to dollar amounts? Haven't we? The dollar amounts we care about and we deal with every day is, how much did they take out of my check? And how much am I paying for this gallon of gas? And what the hell's happening at the food price when I'm here at the store? And I used to get 4 bags. Now, Baba Black Sheep, I got none. Or I got 1 bag. Yeah. We deal in what we owe versus what we make. And we, our mindset is kind of, but we've had these figures thrown at us for so many years. Budget deficits. Money, 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 money. And the amounts keep going up, ever higher. But when we used to talk about millions, then we start talking about billions. And now we're talking about trillions. Dan, what the hell comes after a trillion? Quadrillion? That's still a, well, that's, you know, that's 1,000 trillion. Gee, I've heard that number before. I wonder where I've heard that. You know, and this also means that the total U.S. debt to nominal GDP as of September 30th of this year, which was $17.55 trillion, is now 103%. Now keep in mind, this GDP number was artificially increased by about half a trillion dollars a year ago, thanks to the benefit of the research and development and intangibles. Without said definitional change, debt GDP would now be about 106%. A little bit more on this, just food for thought for today. Nobody wants to talk about anything. Nobody has an opinion to express. No anger, sadness, nothing. Well, we just might have to play music for the rest of the show and everybody can enjoy. Do you have a list of Christmas music you can play for me, Danny Boy? No?
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. Didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
On the issue of debt, it also means the total U.S. debt has increased by... Would you do me a favor? Find me a damn drum roll somewhere on that vast internet. Because this is a dramatic moment. And you need something. The debt has increased by 70% under Obama. 70%. I'm listening to Thomas Hartman on Sirius XM today. A lady calls in from Minnesota. You poor people up in Minnesota, Geez, I used to feel sad because you had such cold weather up there. Now I feel sad because you have so many socialists up there. And here's the thing. They're proud of it. Holy mackerel. So anyhow, we wait for the U.S. to become Spain and add an estimated contribution. And once again, pushing the total debt-GDP ratio. I mean, come on. It's easier, folks. I always walk and talk. I was talking to Michael Herzog, and Michael, you're listening to the show today. Let me interject this. I was talking to Michael, and he said, you know, I heard you said you took Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day and Friday, and he said you holed up for 5 days. He says, man, we got to get you out, get you circulating, getting walking and talking. And I said, Michael, I said, I do. Every time I am out in public, most people wouldn't recognize me because I'm generally a smiley, jovial, polite person, which is really attractive to other people, I have found. But don't be too friendly and too nice, because they'll really hate you for it, because they realize they're not as nice and jovial as you are. And people generally hate that, which they are not. But that's okay, I'm not either. It's just inducing people to speak to me. And when they do, I always take the opportunity to plant a few seeds. It's a wonderful thing to do. Now I know how Johnny Appleseed felt. And look what he did. A lot of apple trees. Something that bore fruit. But I'm talking to a couple of black ladies at the haircut place today, and we would start talking about Obamacare. One was on it, and the other one wasn't. How's it working out for you? Well, not like they advertised, you know. And then we got to talking a little bit more. And she started mentioning Jesse Ventura. She got the first name wrong, but got the last one right. You know, I saw this thing on FEMA camps, and people are starting to pay attention. What a moment in this nation's history that more people are finding out more stuff that's been going on that has been hidden from them, generally by the mainstream print and media, broadcast media, but to have people finding stuff out that's just totally blowing them away. And you generally, it's minuscule by comparison of what you and I know. But it's much easier. The ground is softer. It is so much easier now to plant that seed. And the cool thing about it is, next time you make that visit to that person, you see them, you get to see what seeds you have planted, if they have grown any. To those that, people are people. Some people want to remain stupid. Some people want to remain, well, just enough to get by. That's all I need to know. Just enough to get by. That there are those out there that are insatiable. Once they start to find out that all is not right in the world, and here are some of the things that I have found that's going wrong, oh my God, what this has turned into is a situation ripe for just reaching in that bag and just throwing seeds all over the place. It is happening. Not over the top happening, but gradually, subtly, slowly, but surely. Now, for all of y'all out there that have that have been around the block a few times, it ain't the years, it's the mileage. But for those that have been true patriots to this country, that really do want to see the proper changes, or reversions, I should say, made in this country, to you I tip my hat. It's been a long, strange trip, hasn't it? But your work is starting to pay dividends. I know you're old now and you're a little bit wheezy and a little bit tired, but take heart, recharge, because the stage is being set right now that people want to hear what's going on. Before, majority of them didn't care. Wouldn't give you the time of day. Oh, you're one of those conspiracy asshats. No, I have just been somebody that's been paying attention. And I'm all up in arms, and I'm angry, and I want you to be informed, and it's okay if you get a little angry, too. These people are now looking around and going, what in the heck is going on? Just as I relayed to you about the gentleman that I had the conversation at the bank. He knew a lot. A little bit of economic stuff, a little bit of political stuff, a little bit here, a little bit there. But until they hear it from the mouths of the people that really know the monumental shifts and changes, the fundamental shifts and changes that have gone on with this government and this country over these years, once you start to plant those seeds, and like this gentleman, I could see the lights just going, I mean, it was like a light show. Pop, 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 pop. And things started to really started to fit together for him. And you could see it in his face, you could see it in his eyes. That's the whole point of what we're here to do. Inform our fellow Americans. Because, you know what? We're not going to be able to whip their butts with an AK-47, I guarantee you that. But this information trip along the way, what you're doing, in some respects, is you're disarming the other side, which is armed. What are they armed with? Well, a lot of neat little nifty destructive tools. A bunch of cool little laws that weren't on the books, but are now. But these are the people that are there to enforce them. And you know what? They're starting to look around, they're looking over their shoulder, they're going, what in the hell is going on? This ain't what I signed up for. So cracks in the foundation of which their house is built on is starting to crumble. That's why I'm saying, I tip my hat for those folks out there that have been doing this even longer than I. And it feels like I've been doing this for 100 years. Sit down, relax, take a deep breath. Take a little time off if you need to, but recharge your batteries and re-engage. Because the only way that I can see on God's green earth that we're going to get this country back is with enough informed people that can't be shot up, can't be blown up, can't be jailed, can't be intimidated. They'll be our brothers in arms, armed with a lot of information, and, well, we still got that stuff in the closet that hopefully we'll never have to bring out and use one of these days. We'll take your calls right after this break. Gone for 3 minutes. We'll be back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Let's go to the telephones. Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike.
Well, greetings. I have a question for, let us say, those listeners that are more financially adept than myself, and that is this. You were talking about the national debt being in the trillions.
Yes, yes.
And I'm told by many when I watch the financials and the gurus that the dollar's purchasing power is down to 2 cents. So therefore, my stumbling logic says, sounds like if I were dictator, that I would only have to pay 2 cents to honorably meet the debt and close them out.
No. That would be forgiveness by the banks. And they're in the business of getting everybody into hock up to their eyeballs and squeezing them so hard that if they do get anything out of them, it's interest on the debt owed rather than the principal that's owed. No. Can't go with that one, Mike.
Well, let me run around the circle again. If your paper that you print and hand to me is only worth 2 cents and I hand that back, then I guess I better print a little bit more.
Yeah. Because by the time, it's not reached this stage yet, but
to make fun of it. It's almost sick unto itself, but by the time that you and I had passed that money between each other's hands, it probably devalued a little bit more.
Well, that's true. Another two quick statements and we're gone is a personal experience. Is I'm in a small town area, and I run into a gentleman that does local concrete construction work, and he's sitting in there jackhammering up a parking lot, and I look at all the concrete rubble and say, I could use that down in my drive, because my drive happens to be exceptionally long and eroded due to water. And so while I'm there shoveling the rubble into the back of my truck, along with them shoveling rubble, the very young man mentions the Federal Reserve and all the negative things. So I just wanted to add to you, to amplify your statement that, yes, people are starting to wake up. Because here's a guy on the shovel and the concrete, and he's talking about the useless Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and exactly why do we have that? And see, people don't understand, Mike, that this is just a medium of exchange. We use it to satisfy obligations or debt. And people just don't understand that we could do this with tally sticks or anything that we deemed as being money. Call it a greenback, call it whatever you will.
Well, even though I'm not a fan of Abe Lincoln's, let's go back to the Treasury printed and not the private corporate print.
Yep, and let's use that for a medium of exchange until we can put ourselves really back on track with a sound money.
And my last statement, and I'm gone, is Ron Klass. You go to Talk Shoe and go to session 903. He's eating their bottom.
Rod Klass, just for clarification, which blog?
It's on TalkShoe, TalkShoe.com, and you simply go up to search and type in Ron Klass, AIB Radio.
Rod Klass.
Rod Klass, yes.
Yes.
AIB Radio, and everybody should listen to session 903, where he describes after he's gotten out of the D.C. jail again and what all is going on. But bottom line is he's eat their bottom legally with their own rules, their own laws.
Well, they're not going to let this circus continue for much longer. I wonder what their next move is going to be.
Well, they're going to force him into a plea bargain or 21 years in jail.
Only in America.
But at the same time, he would not probably object if you played in session 903 or any session of your choice in a slot where there you needed to have a rerun, run him.
Dan, make a note of that. Talk Shoe, Rod Klass.
AIB Radio,
session 903. There's an echo in here. 903. All right.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Thank you, Mike. Can't let these renegades, man. You got to do something about them. You can let them range a little bit, give them a little bit of rope enough to hang themselves with, and then jerk that rope real hard. You know, this was always one of my pet peeves. When you get them over a barrel and they know it, they just won't look at you and just smile wryly and say, okay, you got me. Okay, here's your get-out-of-jail-free card. Go on, get. No. These are enemies of the state, and they must be dealt with in the most stringent manner possible. John in Rancho, and I love saying this word, Rancho Cucamonga. Hello, John.
How you doing there, John?
Hi.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got two quick points. When I was listening to your show before Turkey Day, one of your last shows, you spent a minute or so, not much more than that, paying homage to Renee from North Carolina on something that she had told you about.
Yes,
the
about
Ferguson thing.
Officer Wilson, that the photos that were put on the web about him getting his skull busted was, in fact, the erroneous information.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that. I think the thing that confused me was when I looked it up. You didn't cite your exact source, your URL, but I did look it up, and that was news as of August the 14th. So I thought maybe you might have seen something more current. That's all I was getting at.
No, the photos were released of his injuries, a couple of bruises, a few scrapes, but
yeah,
nothing.
Red face or something like that. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm gathering there are no hospital records showing X-rays that show his face being fractured and all that.
No.
And I don't know how much of this came out with the grand jury or not. I don't know if there's an official grand jury report that we can read or that they'll allow.
Yeah, actually, you can Google that. Just go transcripts. They're a public record now. Go transcripts.
Okay.
Ferguson grand jury.
All right.
And you'll get the whole shebang.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Hey, one last thing, John. You know, when you're discussing the so-called national debt, don't you think it'd be just a little bit less confusing, maybe, if you did not refer to the $16 or $18 trillion as the debt, but merely the congressionally mandated debt ceiling? Which changes every year or two because they have to keep raising it so they can legally, you know, be in business.
Yeah, they got 5 days to scare up some more cash so they can stay in business here so the government doesn't shut down.
And keep reminding people that the real debt, the last time we were told what the real debt was, it was about $221
trillion.
You know, just to be, you know, just so you don't confuse me, that's all. I know I'm not confused. I know you're not confused, but I think you might be confusing others, that's all.
Hey, thanks for your call, John.
Okay, John. Talk to you later, bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm even tired of talking about it. I mean, debt. What debt? It's what my government did in my name, for benefit, for protecting me, for invading other countries and killing other innocent people. I got to pay for that. It does make us complicit, doesn't it? We generate the funds that the government takes, and then they turn around and they use it. Of course, most of it's borrowed. Don't get me wrong. Most of what is collected by the United States government goes to pay that tribute to our banker buddies for all the money that they've loaned the government. You know, I hate to keep referring to Sean Hannity because the guy can be a real damn snake. But a lot of what he says is true and correct. And he was on about it today, about the government. He says, isn't it fascinating that every time the government tries to do something, war on drugs, war on poverty, war on this, war on that, every time they get involved, it never works. And the solution is, we need more money to make it work. And I got to thinking about that, and he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. Take the break. Come on, are you people sleeping out there today? I had one that I guess he figured he was online too long and decided to hang up. If you want me to be rude and crude to the previous callers to get you up to make you feel better, I guess I'll have to do that.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Are back. John, was it John that suggested the Mike did, I'm sorry, Mike in Texas. The only thing we found on number 903 on Rod Class from AIB talkshoe.com is about a 3-minute segment, and I haven't heard it. Go ahead and play it.
I use Rod Tech.
That's annoying.
Anyway,
recorded live.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Rod. Oh, Rod, welcome back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
let me get done what I need to get done, and we'll get started here on this. Give me a minute.
Hey guys, this is Lamont. I'm listening to everything. And Jamie, where are you, man? We need a response from you, Jamie.
What the hell is
this? He's exercising his right to remain silent.
Tennessee is representing.
So Jamie, they need to know that if it worked for you, obviously you told me, then you need to tell them.
It works like a pro. I've learned one thing in doing this is that you will never win. You will never win in trial court.
So
always the appeal that you win. Always.
And,
And yep. See, that's the problem. We should be able to walk in and okay. show their errors, and in the trial court, they are supposed to be honest and have integrity, and this is where the problem lies.
Well, Rod, I believe I got a little information for you. I've been working on this with Lamont and Drew for the past 3-4 months, and when we went through the rules of the court, we found out that before they even put their hands on you, they must contact the Secretary of State, but I didn't know why that they should contact the Secretary of State. The reason is because it's a corporation. And before the corporation can bring any live being into it, we must question two things. Is the corporation's dues paid up? Is there a registered agent? What is his address? And the last thing, which is the most important thing in dealing with any corporation, how do you shut them down? Now, Drew went and got his W-9. It's listed as a unit of government. If they're receiving federal funding as a unit of government, me and you opt out. If we're calling on credentials and for people who are public officials that we know that are not public officials, then all we have to do is contact the Secretary of State and report that entity. And before you get back, you're going to get escorted out the courtroom, out the building.
Okay, Jamie, this is Jeanette. In response to your, who is a registered agent?
Yes.
The registered agent is the Corporation Trust Company at 1209 Orange Street, Wilmington, Delaware. All corporations run through that.
Let me tell you the problem. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
That sounds suspiciously like Karen Hudis.
The court that called me before it. Because when I went to the United States District Court and asked them for the credentials of their officers, and I wrote it, and I got the address from the Secretary of State and the corporate control number, I wrote the registered agent, and the letter came back undeliverable. Under Tennessee Rules of Civil Procedure Section 4.02, you can effect a judgment on two things. If the corporation dues are not paid up, and if you send a letter to the registered agent and it's undeliverable, or they refuse it, it's automatic. So if it's set up in Tennessee like that, I guarantee you it's set up in North Carolina all the way to D.C.
Well, let's get into it, because, again, if they're going to go back to the Secretary of State under the corporation, this falls back under Foreign Sovereign Immunity. This falls back under Title 28, 602 to 611, is that they had to contact the proper registered agent in order to do this, and they've never done that. This is part of that court notice paperwork that we did back in 2008. But we got a bigger problem than that. You know, what you're saying is correct. If we were running under the government or under the corporation, but that's not what we're running under, and this is what we're going to get into tonight, because we got a lot bigger problem of what we're dealing with, and it falls back under that Trading with the Enemy Act, where we are declared enemies of the state, and the fact that they are under the UN and they are a foreign national, and we have a completely different CF here. And we're going to get into some of this here tonight. So just sit back, cool your heels a little bit.
Okay.
We'll get into some of this.
All right. I'm not going to play this entire thing. When we first looked at it, it was 3-4 minutes long, and then it loaded up and it was an hour and something. We kind of jumped right in the middle of stuff that Rod Klass has been discussing. You know, there are a lot of critics out there. TJ McCann, that I had on Monday a week ago, along with Clint Richardson, TJ kind of bit his tongue a few times and wasn't really saying what he wanted to say, because he didn't want to appear to be adversarial. But the more I'm looking at the common law issue, you know, it's kind of like the separation of church and state. It's not in the Constitution. There is no separation of church and state. There is no law. Can't find it anywhere. Except for our friends over at the ACLU back in 1961. They thought that'd be a pretty good idea. The card-carrying communist lawyers that they were. And the only thing this has to deal with is not separation of church and state. It's to prohibit the government for establishing a religion. To prevent the government for saying, hey, domini domini over here, this one's empowered, you're not, get out of here. The only thing was for the government, it was thou shalt not list to set up and say that, okay, this is the officially sanctioned state church. It forbade them from doing that. Couldn't do it. Separation of church and state just isn't there. Common law is another thing that isn't there. Common law or common practice years ago was before we had the commercial stuff and the UCC and the this and the that and the title this and title that. Creation of the wonderful politicians and lawyers, and many times the lawyers were the politicians. But being the good little corporation that it was, it was duty-bound to build its foundation and go on from there. But there really, from what I'm seeing now, there is really no quote-unquote common law. It was just common sense and applied to law. I'll probably get phone calls and emails on this one. But common law grand juries, it doesn't seem to be there. You know, these are one of these issues that I've been dealing with for 20 years. And just when you think, here comes the next guy. Well, he's pasted the puzzle together and he's got all the pieces and it fits. And then you find out it quite doesn't fit. And I believe that it's designed this way to try to make sense of it. You know, a judge will look at you. Oh, Your Honor, I didn't know I was breaking any law. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Really? Really? Yeah. I think you break two or three federal laws even before you roll out of bed and your feet hit the floor in the morning anymore. So we've got miles to go before we sleep on this legal issue. But deconstructing what they have already built would go a long way in returning to common law sense. At any rate, I'm sure I just upset a few people out there going, oh my God, there he goes again. Folks, we're just searching for the truth, no matter what rabbit hole, how dark, how dank, and how deep. We must dive down into it to see if there's anything really at the bottom of it. Top of the hour break, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Have any opinions? Subject matter you want to talk about? Stuff you want to get off your chest? 800-313-9443. It's kind of a slow day, isn't it? Everything's moving in slow motion. At least that's the way my perception is today. With